This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
6 minutes after 2 o'clock here on the Fan After Hours. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Tommy Lugauer. Loogie in the late night. I think I speak for all Giant fans. I think I speak for all New Yorkers when I say ha 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 to the Phillies and the Philly fans. And the Eagle fans, and everybody in the state of Philadelphia. Because there isn't much to grasp onto this football season. You know, it's been a rough year, obviously. Yeah, Jackson Dart. Yeah, the Giants, hopefully they get this coaching search right. And the Jets, yeah, season was awful. But you have all these picks, picking number two in the draft. So it wasn't very good. But as we all sat there Sunday afternoon, as a banged up, and it got even worse during the game, George Kittle got hurt during the game, as we watched a banged up 49er team walk in to the link and knock off the defending champs. So it's been a rough couple of months for Philadelphia. It's been a rough couple of months for the Philly sports fan. First, you had what was, I think, the worst loss in the history of Philadelphia sports. The way the Phillies were eliminated, really, there's no coming back from it. Like, if I was a Phillies fan, I would just say, eh, I give up. Let them move to Montreal. They need a team. There's no coming back from that. And then fast forward a couple months later, the Eagles go quietly into the night. There's dysfunction. Your head coach could be gone. Your top wide receiver could be gone. Your quarterback could be gone. And what or whom will be there to pick up the pieces? So I say this to all the Philly sports fans. Enjoy the next couple of months in Philly because it's going to be a lot of complaining, a lot of crying, and a lot of bemoaning the worst loss in the history of Philly sports, which is what happened to the Phillies. And then the defending champs not even being able to defend their home field for one game. Night-night, quietly into the night, went the Eagles very quietly. And now you can discuss off-season baseball with the Phillies. Oh, all right, well, better luck next year. And really, once the Giants hire the right coach and Jackson Dart, really, the Eagles dynasty, as we know it, is most likely over. It's all right. You got one. You got one here with this group. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Now, as far as the Jets. I think Woody Johnson should get a serious wake-up call from everything that went down this weekend. First, you had Aaron Rodgers, where the gloves are off now. And Aaron, when he met the media on Thursday, took shots at the Jets when he talked about the Steelers not having any leaks, which is a direct shot at all the nonsense that went down during Aaron's tenure here in New York. And the Jets were basically like a sorority house or a fraternity house with the amount of gossiping that was going on and the amount of leaks that were out there and being trickled out of that building. And then you have Devontae Adams taking a shot at the Jets before the Rams playoff game. Adams, your main objective is to win the whole thing. You've got to find a way to be gritty and resilient within those games, because if you don't bring your best stuff, you're going to be at home with the Jets 2 seconds after that. So you have two future Hall of Famers, certainly one with Rodgers. Adams can make the case for it. Two great players, guys that are winners on winning organizations now, taking shots at your franchise. Now, the victor go the spoils, but they're taking shots at you. And when you look around the playoffs and you see Sam Darnold on the Seahawks, number one seed, you see Robert Saleh back to being the old Robert Saleh, the Robert Saleh that the Jets fell in love with and the reason they hired him. The overabundance of personality from Saleh on the sidelines as his defense shuts the Eagles down and the Niners move on to the divisional round. And then you have Devontae Adams on the Rams. They get to the divisional round. And then later on this evening, perhaps the worst of all, Aaron Rodgers hosting a playoff game. So if this isn't a wake-up call for Woody Johnson to get his act together, to get this franchise's act together, then I don't know if he'll ever get one. You have two former players, two highly respected in terms of their abilities and their careers, taking shots at your franchise. You have Sam Darnold finding great success with the Seahawks. You have Robert Saleh going into Philadelphia and his defense dominating the defending champs. Saleh, Darnold, Adams, Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers hosting a playoff game with the Steelers. You have all of that. And where are the Jets? In a very familiar place. Sitting at home like the rest of us watching the playoffs. And if I was Woody Johnson, I would be so embarrassed by that. By guys that are having more success than when they were here, or finding the success that they had before they got to the Jets and didn't have with the Jets. Because what's the common denominator? The Jets. Why didn't it work with Rodgers here? Why didn't it work with Adams here? Why didn't it work with Darnold? Why didn't it work with Saleh? Yet when they leave, and before they, you know, for Darnold, it's after he left, but the other guys before they got here, they were successful. And the Jets' defense has not recovered from Robert Saleh being fired. The Jets' quarterback situation hasn't recovered since Aaron Rodgers left. If you look around the NFL playoffs, it is littered with former Jets. And they're not only winning, they're not only thriving, but they're going out of their way to take shots at the organization. And it's not LOL Jets, and it's not just open season on them, it's deserved. Because Woody Johnson decided that Rodgers isn't good enough for us here. Devontae Adams isn't good enough for us here. We're going to move on. We're going to go in a new direction, except new direction, same results. The Jets are home watching the playoffs. Sam Darnold is thriving. Robert Saleh is thriving. Aaron Rodgers is thriving. Davante Adams is thriving. Wake up, Woody. Wake up and realize that the Jet franchise is a laughingstock. The Jet franchise is the worst franchise in all of sports. The Jets are a joke.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
They are a joke. And even when you think they should be out of the limelight here and they should be an afterthought, nobody should be mentioning them. Here's Rodgers taking shots. Here's Adams taking shots. Here's Robert Saleh thriving with the 49ers and looking like the old Robert Saleh, where the camera can't help but show him on the sidelines and his excitement and his defense that is banged up, that is the walking wounded. They go into Philadelphia and knock off the defending champs. Aaron Rodgers hosting a playoff game. Got Harbaugh fired. Got to the playoffs, a place the Jets haven't been calendar year 11, season 2010. The longest drought in all of sports. And the jokes just don't stop. And this needs to be a wake-up call for Woody. Woody Johnson needs to hear this, and he needs to look around the playoffs and go, what am I going to do to fix the worst franchise in all of sports? I already question, based on the coaches that are out there, I already question Woody Johnson's decision to keep Aaron Glenn. Because you have several and probably more to come really, really good options at head coach. Aaron Glenn at times looked overmatched. He looked like a guy that didn't know what he was doing as a head coach. And as a result of that, the Jets had a worse season than anything you saw under Adam Gase or Rich Kotite. The Jets did not intercept a pass all year. I still don't know how that's possible. I think it's, if they had not won a game all year, the Jets, winless, I think that is less of a crazy accomplishment than not recording an interception. I don't know how it's possible to not get a pick all year. A tip pass, something. How many times a game in the NFL does a quarterback put one up for grabs? Not once can you pick a ball off with a defensive-minded head coach? The team was absolutely non-competitive down the stretch. And even if they were losing on purpose, they were getting their doors blown off so badly that it was hard to ignore how inept they looked. Now, maybe they're genius. Maybe this is all part of the big plan to get Joe Burrow. Maybe they get Jalen Hurts. Maybe they get Arch Manning next year. Maybe they draft a quarterback at two that ends up being the next great quarterback. And Aaron Glenn is this awesome head coach, and Moogie is a great general manager, and the Jet franchise gets turned around. It's possible. But I don't know how many years and how many more years Woody Johnson has to see his franchise and his team that he owns be the butt of the joke, a laughingstock, and also a place that gets circled as, I don't care how great you are, if you go there, you won't succeed. I don't care how great you are and you're going to the Hall of Fame, doesn't matter, you won't succeed here. Doesn't mean you won't have individual success. You won't have team success, and that's the most important thing. Aaron Rodgers put up the same numbers in Pittsburgh that he did with the Jets, but he had team success. Why? Because he went to a franchise that knows how to win. Robert Saleh, I understand defensive coordinator is a different role, but still, his team that he is a part of is having way more success, and he had way more success before he got here, and then now that he's left in his stints with San Francisco. Davante Adams goes to the Rams, has a great year, and they're on to the divisional round. Sam Darnold, a guy that many thought would be the savior for the Jets. He is now fulfilling that promise, first with the Vikings and now with the Seahawks. And while all of that is going on across the NFL, while all of that is going on across the playoffs, the Jets, owned by Woody Johnson, tacked on another year to the longest playoff drought in sports. And what or when will Woody Johnson wake up and realize that Jet fans deserve better and something has to change? Something has to change. Whether it's guys taking shots or guys succeeding before they get here or after they leave. Because if nothing changes, then we're going to be sitting here 10, 15 years from now talking about the Jets not making the playoffs for 30 straight years. And I know that if I was a Jet fan, I would not want that to be the case. Obviously. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Jay in Woodmere. What's up, Jay?
Tommy, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, of course.
I've been thinking about the quest we've been on to find a new term for King, and I think we might be taking the wrong approach to it.
Yeah, well,
I think that, because really when you think about it, tanking is not really such a good thing. If you have a team that goes 0-17 and gets the number one overall pick every year, that's not a good team. I think what we need to do is prove how bad winning that game is.
Mm.
How bad. So I think it could be based off the statement, you can be right, but you can also be dead right. So here, yes, you should win the game. It's right, but it's dead right, and it's going to kill you.
Yeah, that's a little too much, though. You know what I mean, Jay? I think that's a little too much. You know, we're talking about sports here. So I think that's a little bit too far in terms of your phrase, but I think you've had better ones, Jay. So I don't think you're going backwards. But I think this was one that was a misstep. All good. You're great with this bit. You're great with this finding the quest, as I should say, or as we try to discover the phrase, the softer phrase for tanking. This one though, we can't go that. Because again, Jay, as much as it's, you know, we all think it's life and death, it's not. It's just sports. It's just sports. And even though sometimes you're like, oh boy, you know, there's the Giants and the Jets and the baseball, but come on, it's just sports. But you're right. Where you are right is that we have to sort of celebrate the loss. Because imagine right now, for both football teams, the Giants and Jets, just imagine, had the Giants lost to the Raiders and had they lost to the Cowboys, think about the difference that would mean for both teams, the Giants and the Jets. The Giants would be picking first, but essentially the Jets would be picking first because the Giants are not going to pick first because they were not going to move off Jackson Dart. No way. And the Jets are the most equipped team and the most quarterback needy team, so they would have had the most capital and assets to trade for that pick. So it was a match made in heaven. The Giants would have gotten the Jets picks. The Jets would have gotten their quarterback. Mendoza could give the Jets what they've been searching for forever, the franchise QB, which makes a major difference all the way around. You get the right head coach. Maybe Glenn is that guy, but assuming that he's not, you get the right head coach, and then away you go. And with the Giants, it would have allowed Joe Shane more bites at the apple and more players to build around Jackson Dart and your young nucleus. Your offensive line that graded out very well this year, and even eye tests, you're watching the games. I'm watching the game every week. The Giants' offensive line played exceptionally well. The best that's played in forever. The defensive line, okay, underperformed, but Brian Burns had a great year, should have been first-team All-Pro. He was screwed on that. I don't know how he wasn't first-team All-Pro, but he wasn't. But he was. Dexter Lawrence, I think, is an interesting one because I don't think he's cooked. I think Dexter Lawrence is checked out. I think he's frustrated with losing. Now, I don't think winning these couple games at the end of the year, all of a sudden Dexter Lawrence is like, yay, we've won a few games. He's been around long enough to understand what a real win is and not what a real win is and not what a real win is. You know what I mean? Like what matters and what doesn't. I don't know if it's money, but Dexter Lawrence is absolutely 100% checked out. And I think once they get rolling again, he'll be better. But he's an interesting one because you could arguably trade him. I think his value is still high based on his age, based on his previous performance, and based on the fact that you can sell a team on, yeah, you know what? He's lost his way a little bit here. He's a little bit unhappy, but we all know the player he is. Certainly know the player he was, and I think he is still that player in the right situation. And I think when you look at the defensive line, which should be a strength of the Giants and hasn't been, but, you know, should be. Like, when I say strength, I mean top five pass rush, creating havoc, and just really wrecking a game. They were unable to do that this year. Burns played his part. Abdul Carter needs more sacks. He made some plays. I'm no way I'm going to call him a bust, that's for sure. And no way am I going to put him in the Hall of Fame. I think a mixed bag. I think I need to see another year with him with a new defensive coordinator and the right, like that goes for a lot of the Giants. Like with this, you get rid of a lot of the dead weight. You have the right head coach in here, the right culture, the right system, and let's really see what everybody's made of. But if anybody on that line, I would say, is an interesting name to keep an eye on as far as like for a trade, it would be Dexter Lawrence, who I think has a lot left in the tank, and that would be my reason for keeping him. But then you could also make the argument on the flip side, that's the reason to trade him because his value is still at a level where you can get a lot back. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. This is After Hours. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the late night. We'll get back to your calls on the Giants, on the Jets. We'll break down all the games from the weekend, all the wild card games. And it was wild. A lot of great games, so a lot to say about that. Give a couple of thoughts about baseball. There is some news out there about Cody Bellinger and his contract talks with the Yankees. There's also a report out there from Jim Duquette about Kyle Tucker and the Mets, which I found very interesting, and that broke tonight. It was really a follow-up to something Duquette said late last week. And we'll sprinkle in a little bit of talk on the Knicks. Mostly football. We're coming off wildcard weekend, and obviously the Giants head coaching search, so it's going to be a lot of football for the next 2.5 hours up until Alan Jerry on the warm-up show. But we will sprinkle in a little baseball and hoops as we go along here on the After Hours. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
2:33 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the late night. We'll get back to the football in just 1 second. Go over all the games, the Giants head coaching search. But a couple of baseball things that I wanted to hit on. First, over the weekend, there was a report that the contract negotiations between the Yankees and Cody Bellinger are reportedly at an impasse, which means that it's at a deadlock. And if you remember last week, Jack Curry reported that there was a wide gap between the Yankees and Bellinger. And then you have this report, which I believe was a Buster only report, about it being at an impasse, at a deadlock, basically saying that this is it. So, and from other things I was reading, the Yankees are expecting Cody Bellinger to sign elsewhere. Now, this could just be negotiation tactics. And we know the baseball offseason is long and there's too many drips as far as free agency. And I know that when Rob Manfred was on with Craig and McMonagle last week on the Carton Show, they asked him about possibly having a free agent deadline so the offseason wouldn't be this long in terms of here we are, Tucker hasn't signed, Bellinger hasn't signed. So I like the idea of that. Because the NFL, the NBA, it's a couple days, everybody signs, and we move on. With baseball, it's just never ending. So it could be negotiating tactics. That being said, if this is not accurate, but if this is the case and the Yankees and Bellinger, they're not seeing eye to eye, neither side's going to budge and it's not happening and Bellinger's gone, from the Yankees' point of view, I don't understand what they're doing this offseason. I really don't. They're not even running it back. If they don't sign or re-sign Bellinger, this isn't even a team that's running it back. I don't see how you replace him. I don't see, he to me, he is a perfect fit. He showed you he can play in New York. We know the history with his father playing here. He's a guy that you throw in the middle of the order, his defense, his swing for Yankee Stadium. Like, it's a perfect fit. He is the perfect hitter for Yankee Stadium. And obviously, he can save you as many runs as he can drive in. So what has been a quiet offseason for Brian Cashman? I really don't understand the philosophy or the thought process. But what has been a quiet offseason, now you hear this and you read this, and it's not just from Curry, it's the report that came out over the weekend that they're at an impasse. It's a head scratcher. Because they don't seem to be involved with Kyle Tucker. So if you said, all right, no Bellinger, but we're getting Tucker, okay. Now, do they pivot to Bichette? That's out there. Do they go in other directions? I hope so. If you're a Yankee fan, I would hope so. Because otherwise, this team, if they keep the roster they have right now, especially with some of the injuries they have in the rotation going into the year, that to me is unacceptable, particularly if the Blue Jays sign Tucker and they get better, and they were already better than you last year. If teams that are around you that you're competing with get better, you know, Bregman goes to the Cubs. Not that that's if anything, that's a good thing. He gets off the Red Sox, but still, a team that's active, they're making moves, guys are signing. And the Yankees have come up with this plan to not even run it back, but because they're not signing Bellinger, but just sort of, well, we have a great rotation. We have Aaron Judge. We have Jazz. We have Stanton. We're comfortable with the team. We're holding the fort. Remember that line? We're holding the fort for Anthony Volpe. Holding the fort? He shouldn't be allowed in the fort. Anthony Volpe, by all accounts, and the way he performed last year, should not be getting an opportunity to start at shortstop. Yet, when he comes back from injury, they'll hand him the keys. Sounded like they might have traded for Cabrera to get another starting pitcher. That didn't happen. They have been very quiet, the Yankees, this offseason. And to me, Bellinger is the top guy on their list. Like, you want to retain your guy. This would be the second straight offseason that you brought in a player, and then in 1 year, he's one and done, and he's gone. Which leads me to the Mets. Cody Bellinger has felt like the guy that David Stearns would value at a big-time level. He's athletic. He's great defensively. He could play multiple positions. Center field, we know. The corners, when Soto wants a DH, you could put Bellinger at right. First base for Bellinger. He's a bat in the middle of the order that can give you 25 and 90, 30 and 90, something like that. Knows New York, can handle New York. He gives you that professional outfielder and a guy with a lot of versatility, which is what David Stearns so far has targeted. Versatility, athleticism, defense. Bellinger fits that bill. So if I'm the Mets and I see these reports, I would absolutely step in and offer Cody Bellinger what I would say is a sizable contract. Because I think he's very valuable and would be very valuable. All along, I thought it was like 50-50, Yankees and Mets, draw it right down the line. Perfect fit for both. We know with the swing, because the Yankees have seen what... To me, he'd be even more valuable for the Yankees because they've watched him day in and day out. They know what he brings to the table. They know how good he is. They know how good he is at the plate and also in the field. And yet, maybe it's negotiating, but the fact that they didn't even offer him a contract that took months... And here we are now a couple weeks after the contract offer, and they're just at an impasse, and nobody wants to blink, and basically the Yankees are expecting him to go elsewhere. then they better pivot to Bichette. Because, yes, the Yankee fan is very forgiving in the sense that they'll pack the park. They'll expect and probably see 90-win team. And they'll send their, you know, ire towards Aaron Boone. But I don't understand the strategy of not greatly improving your roster when you're not even the best team in your division. And you're certainly nowhere near the Dodgers. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. So the first football game on Sunday was, to me, a game that I was very, very interested in. Number one, I couldn't understand all the love the Jags are getting, meaning like everyone picking the Jags, because I think it's very much overlooking the Bills. I know their run defense is not very good. I understand that they don't have the greatest of wide receivers, and Josh Allen has to do a lot on his own, and the Jags' run defense is really good, which is a strength of the Bills. That being said, Buffalo has a ton of playoff experience. They have the best player in football. Like, for my money, Josh Allen is the best player in the NFL. And they have a team that sees Patrick Mahomes sitting at home, no Chiefs. And this is the clearest path that Buffalo has had in this regime. And there's only so many chances you get to win. Like, the window can close. This might be it. This could be the best year. It's wide open, both conferences. And as long as you have Josh Allen, you have a chance to win. Now, it's not going to be easy in terms of some of the defenses he might have to see, whether, you know, it's Denver and then potentially maybe Houston down the line, but it's still not the Chiefs. It's still not the boogeyman. It's still not the team that has given you nightmares for years at a team that it feels like if you go Bills, Chiefs, Chiefs are going to win that game every single time in the playoffs. So you don't have that. So that's why I was like, to me, it was a Buffalo game. Now, much like the rest of the weekend, it was, outside of the game tonight, it was fun, it was exciting, some back and forths. Trevor Lawrence, who has come a long way here, and the Jags have put a lot of resources into Trevor Lawrence in terms of, remember, they drafted, traded up for Travis Hunter. And Travis Hunter, early on, did not play well, had his best game, and then he got hurt. They traded for Jacoby Myers, who was a great addition. This Parker Washington is sensational as a wide receiver. They have a good running back room. They have a really nice defense. But offensively, hiring Liam Cohen to be the head coach, they put a lot into Trevor Lawrence. And this is one of those moments where if Trevor Lawrence can outduel Josh Allen, it starts to put him in a different conversation. Josh Allen, when it mattered the most, made the plays. Trevor Lawrence, when it mattered the most, interception to end the game. And I really like Trevor Lawrence. I wanted the Giants, stop me if this doesn't sound familiar, I wanted them to lose on purpose so that they could get Trevor Lawrence coming out of Clemson. I called him Sunshine. Basically never lost a game his entire life until the arguably the best college football team of all time, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and Justin Jefferson, beat him in the championship game. So I loved him coming out of Clemson. And he hasn't been that player yet, although it seems like he's getting closer and closer. And it's a tough loss for the Jags. But to me, the game mattered more to Buffalo. I know it sounds crazy. They're both in the playoffs. But Buffalo's got to get through this year. They have to. They have to. You know, just think about it. If there was a team that, you know, always stood in the way of the Yankees or always stood in the way of the Knicks, and year after year after year, they kept losing to that team. And then finally, they get that play. Oh, I don't know. The Knicks, when Jordan was playing baseball. And you get to the finals and you lose. But at least that roadblock isn't there. And when you have that type of roadblock and that guy's finally gone, you got to take advantage. So the game to me meant more to Buffalo. And it was like, you could not lose. Like McDermott, who I think is not very good, would have been gone. And honestly, it's a great win if you're a Giant fan like I am. Like, I was rooting hard for the Bills because if they lost that game, and maybe McDermott seems like he's got on a lifetime deal. If the Bills lost, which is now yesterday, I think McDermott is fired. And if you're John Harbaugh, how do you not want to coach Josh Allen? Like, of all the situations out there, and I get some of these, you know, ties to Miami, potentially if Green Bay opens up ties to Green Bay. I get New York, Jackson Dart, the Giants, all that. You want to look around at some of these other teams with young quarterbacks or good situations? Sure. There's not a better situation than coaching Josh Allen because he's the best player in the league. And if you have a top quarterback, year in and year out, you have a chance to win the Super Bowl. And Josh Allen, to me, is, and I know there have been guys that haven't, that have been great at quarterback, but if Josh Allen doesn't win a Super Bowl, that is a monumental failure and disappointment. Not all on Josh, but certainly on that organization. And the Bills, like I said, if they had lost, owe it to Josh to have gotten rid of McDermott. Now, that didn't happen. So if you're a Giant fan, sigh of relief. It's one less team you have to worry about because I think even if they lose in the divisional round, he stays. I think he got the win. I think he stays. Even as I say it, though, there's probably a slight chance because of the fact that, you know, it's if you don't get to a Super Bowl without Mahomes being there, that's unacceptable. But I think he stays. But if he, and maybe Harbaugh makes his decision by then. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the late night here. Let's go to Susan in Lindenhurst. What's up, Susan?
Hi, I have a soundbite for positive tanking. It would be a man's voice and a woman's voice saying, bottoms up and a clink.
Yeah, I mean, it's more about, people, yeah, I know what you're saying. It's like you're taking a drink, so you're cheersing to better days. Is that what we're doing?
No, yo, you're toasting to victory.
You know, even though in defeat, yes.
Well,
because you got to remember, Susan, we want to lose. We want, like, the Giants should have lost because they're losing those last couple games when it not only been to their benefit but also to the Jets' benefit. So in this instance, it would have been best for everybody, for the New York football fan, for the Giants to be picking first. Instead, they won a couple meaningless games that'll have no carryover into next year, and here we are. So we really want to highlight that losing isn't always bad, but the word losing and the word tanking are. So if we could find that softer phrase for it, we're really going to be cooking with this.
So bottoms up is a positive phrase, and it's a short-term, you know, bottom leading to long-term sustainable.
I see what you're saying. So, so bottoms up, I took it more like from the drinking, but you're saying they were bottom and then we're going to the up.
Bottoms up like in a toast.
Yeah.
You know, they're going up. The bottom is coming up. I don't know. And it could be in a soundbite and people could, like, you know, share it.
Yeah, Susan, you seem like a nice lady. If I ever met you, we can go out for a cappuccino, maybe a movie. Have you been to a movies lately? I haven't been to the movies in a while, so my life hates going. So I don't know if you're, it wouldn't be a date. It would just be as friends. But, like, you seem very nice. And I don't want to put people down. Like, for me, it's not clicking for me. That doesn't mean people in our audience right now, it's not clicking for them, Susan. But just for me, when I hear it, like I said, a cappuccino on you, and a move, not literally on you, like you'd pay for it, because, I mean, you know, you'd pay for it. And then we can go to the movies. Matinee, that's fine. I mean, we have to go late night. But it just didn't hit for me. You know, it's one of those things where I hear it, it's like, yes, that's it. That's the phrase. I appreciate the word. I mean, it really is, it's remarkable to me, because it's something I threw out there weeks ago. And every show I do, people want to call and talk about it. Because it's like this journey and quest that we're on. Now, we haven't gotten one yet, but that's all right. That's okay. Because once we do, everybody here will use it. Because it is a topic of sports. It's something that we hear all the time, whether it's bad. You know, even in basketball, where there's a lottery, there's still talk of losing on purpose. And look, all the teams that we watched this weekend, what do they all have in common? They found their quarterback. Now, not all through the draft, but they got their quarterback. How do you get your quarterback, or what gives you the best chance to get one? Like, what are the Jets going to do it to? Tell me. Is Dante Moore coming out? And even if he is that somebody that you're excited about? If you tuned into that game, because I know not everybody watches college football. I get it. NFL is a ton of, there's a million games. They're pigs. There'll be 45 games on Christmas, 75 games on Thanksgiving, across 75 different streaming services. We'll probably, in our lifetimes, there will be a point where there's an NFL game on every single day of the week. I will not be surprised if one of these years, Roger Goodell, obviously taking from the generational talent, has an after hours. I should probably shouldn't even give him that idea. They'll take the name. But that there's a game on at 3 in the morning just to see how many people tune in. And guess what? A lot of people will. Because it's football and we love it. And no matter what channel it's on, no matter what streaming service it's on, no matter what day of the week, no matter what holiday, no matter what time of the year we're watching. Okay. So we love it. And we want our teams to succeed. I want the Giants in the playoffs next year. I want the Jets in the playoffs next year. We all do. How do you get there? Quarterback. Best way to do that, lose. So, yeah, the Jets, if the Giants were picking one, they could, because obviously the Raiders aren't going to trade out of it, they could get the number one overall pick and get Fernando Mendoza, who had another tremendous game, and the Hoosiers are steamrolling everybody right now, and they look like, you know, they're going to roll Miami. They're going to win the national championship. Mendoza already won the Heisman. Cignetti is the toast of college football. That could be the Jets quarterback. Like if you're watching on Friday and you're a Jet fan, you said, oh, I could have had the guy on Indiana. Instead, maybe if he comes out, I'll get the guy on Oregon who looked like he needs another year of college and may never be good. And that's why I think the Jets are in a, you take Ty Simpson at Alabama? I wouldn't. I would not. So you're in an interesting boat. Even if Moore comes out, but let's say he doesn't. Do you use all your picks and trade for Joe Burrow? That's obviously on the table, the next Broadway Joe. Do you trade for Jalen Hurts? I would. I think Jalen Hurts has proven himself to be a winner. He beat Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Should have beat him twice. He outplayed him in the one they lost. Would have been the MVP of the game. He's proven to be a winner. Now, I know they had a bad year in, for their standards, and the offense seemed out of whack. I think it was a marriage that's headed for divorce. I'd be stunned. Stunned if Sirianni, A.J. Brown, and Jalen Hurts are back in Philly next year for week one. I just would be, someone's going to go, maybe even more than one. And as far as Herbert, top 10 potential in terms of arm talent and all that, and he's a great regular season quarterback. You worry about January? Of course. But you know what? Get to January. Like, where should anybody, why should any Jet fan be worried about how you play in January? How about you get to January? If you can find me a quarterback that can get me to January, I'll take my chances. And I wonder if Jim Harbaugh looks at Herbert as a guy that maybe isn't the right fit for the type of offense he wants to run. Now, you're seduced by the talent, but at the end of the day, if you're not getting the results you needed, look, every franchise is different. Some franchises are in a different boat than others. Some, you know, like the Jets are looking to get to January when you're San Diego, when you're LA, because they should still be in San Diego. And the fact that LA has two football teams is ridiculous. I mean, if you want to tell me they're going to get another plastic surgeon in LA, I understand that. Or another trendy bar where they charge, you know, $45 for a drink. Yes, I get that. But another football team, they should be in. And of course, my wife's from San Diego, so a little sentimentality there, but not that she knows. She has no idea what's going on. My wife, who's, you know, a dingbat, she comes to me, she's out to lunch. She goes to me today, she goes, hey, she sees me watching football. And she goes, how's your fantasy teams doing? I go, well, fantasy's over. She goes, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it's the playoffs. Like, there's less teams right now. She goes, oh, I guess. You know, what do you mean you guess? You know, make me something to eat. No, I'm kidding. But it's like, can you have a feel for what's going on a little bit? Like, I'm married to you. I work in sports. I watch sports. Like, you've known me forever. Can you have just a slight feel for what's going on? But this is these California people. They have no idea. Like, Larry, am I right? I mean, you're out in California. Nobody knows what's going on out there. Does anybody have any clue what's going on? I mean, that's just, I mean, you're talking about my wife and my in-laws who live in Beverly Hills are just, they're out to lunch out there. They really are. And that's just really the mentality they have out there.
Yeah, we're good out here.
That's what I mean. When you, even the way you deliver that, Larry, there's very much a like, we're cool, we're chill. Like there's that kind of that, there's a lot of traffic, but there's just that sort of like, is it a laissez-faire type of attitude? Because she has a very laissez-faire kind of like, And I feel like that's indicative.
We live up in the mountains up north.
Well, wait a minute now. You're more like San Fran, Napa Valley? What are we talking?
No, north, even further north than that.
How much further would that be? Seattle? How much further north can you get than San Fran?
We're about 2 hours south of Portland.
Wow. Oregon. And you're a transplant? You're a former New Yorker, Larry?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in East Meadow.
East Meadow. All right. So I'm a Long Island guy, too. I'm a Bethpage guy originally. Retirement? What made you go out to, what made the journey to California?
I just had a buddy of mine that grew up out there, and he moved out here. He was in the service, and I ended up coming out here to hang out, and I ended up staying.
All right, Larry. What do you got for the tanking thing?
Well, I tell you, I want to call it creating opportunities.
Not terrible. Not terrible. But again, I need something like it's a 10 out of 10. You know, my dear friend and really mentor and the guy that got me in the business, Eddie Scazzeri, is retiring in a couple of months. I feel like Eddie is going to be one of those guys that moves out of here. Like, Eddie goes on vacation to the places where you see aliens, you know what I mean? Like, you never run into an alien at the mall. You never run into an alien at a crowd, like a movie theater, Like, everybody always sees, like, the UFOs in places that are like, oh, yeah, I was hiking in North Dakota, and that's where they are. You know, could someone get a selfie with one of these aliens? I mean, at some point? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you have to clock them in the 40 time or anything like that, or you have to go on, like, a date with them, but, like, at some point, you know, maybe it could be like a crowded spot, like in Times Square. Like, no, but it's always, but I feel like that's what Eddie's going to do. He's going to move to like somehow, some way north of San Francisco. I didn't think there was a north. And I didn't think you could be 2 hours south of Portland. Because frankly, I thought Portland was like basically Canada or Vancouver. But you learn something new every day. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to your calls on the Giants, on the head coaching search, on the Jets. A little bit something on the Mets with Kyle Tucker and a report that Jim Duquette had. We will break down more of the games from the weekend. I got you for another 2 hours. It's the warm-up show. It's Al and Jerry. It's Tommy Lugauer. Loogie in the late night after hours here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.